this is KD, listening.
You home today, Larry? KI4DOS.
He just left the office, headed home. And go see what I got to do at the house. You doing okay?
Here today, can't complain about anything. Had a couple of things I wanted to get done, but didn't quite get there. It'll wait till another day, though. It's nothing pressing.
Everything always takes longer than you expect, unless you've done it 50 times and you know exactly what to do.
Even that don't work out, but hadn't run into that problem lately. I got a couple of big projects going here at the house and trying to get those things set up so I can get started on them real good. I think got all the plans and everything laid out, but I hadn't got all the material I need yet. I'm going to redo my front porch and put a different style roof on it and all of that sort of stuff. And I've got been out running around from pillar to post today doing, you know, pricing on this, that, and the other. And tell you what, the price of lumber and stuff like that has gone completely out of sight.
We bought some 2x4s and hadn't been that long ago. They were over $9 a piece.
You may wish I had a sawmill. I'd cut down a couple of poplar trees there at the house and then just saw up my own. But if I did that, then I'd have to wait till they dried out so I could use them.
I understand. I got a little project going on. I'm working on the vapor barrier underneath the house, and I tell you what, it is something else under there too. It ain't crawl space, it's like slide space. It barely got room to move in there in some places, and it's a project I do not enjoy doing.
I don't like going under houses to start with, and I can sympathize with you. When we had our house built, I told the contractor, I said, listen, I said, I want this to be a crawl space. I don't want it to be down on the ground. I said, I want to be able to at least crawl on my hands and knees and get to where I want to go. And believe it or not, he fixed it that way, so I can't complain.
You're much better off. And I tell you, it is an absolute nightmare. The house we're in was built in 1956, and they didn't leave hardly any room at all. Anyway, I got that going on, and I'm probably about 30% done with that. And then my dad wants a water filter installed at his house, so I've been helping him. He's bought a bunch of parts and I'm supposed to go over Monday morning and help him put that water filter system in because their water quality is terrible.
Your dad, but I understand why he wants the water filter system. I don't have to have that one over here, thank goodness, and we're in pretty good shape. We got easily combined over here, and it's not too bad. They got pretty good water. Sometimes they put just a little bit too much fluoride in it, or fluorine to suit me, but you know how that goes.
If we started out, we put a water filter in our house, and I rigged up a bypass in case we needed to bypass it. But one day I went to change the filter and it was the color of mud.
Ain't good. Well, I'm glad you got that taken care of before it got to where it looked like mud was coming out of your spigots and things. But, Bud, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and run in. Good hearing you this afternoon. Good talking with you. I wish you luck on your crawl space there, getting your stuff done under the house. And hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon. You take care. KC4SKD, KI4DOS.
Hope your project goes well and everything works out for you. But I'll be listening for a little while longer. KI4DOS, KC4SKD.